Hey, we're back, and this is a super special episode because I have a online YouTube, TikTok, video game celebrity of sorts, and that is someone who asked me to start promoting her YouTube channel, and I said, well, instead of me promoting it, why don't you come on and talk about it? So, no other co-host today, but I do have a guest, which is one Hayden Bohannon.
Hi.
Say hi to everyone.
Hi, everyone.
And so, since you wanted me to talk about your YouTube channel, which is the name is?
Bona. Clinks Bona.
Clinks, C-L-I-N-X, B-O-N-U-F-F, right?
Yeah.
And on there, you put Minecraft videos, Fortnite videos.
And I'm working on other games.
And you're strongly trying to get me to get you a gaming setup in the new bedroom. You're wanting to move into the new bedroom.
Yes.
And in order to do that, you gotta keep prodding me, right? Because I'm going to try to paint it for you this weekend or next weekend. And then we'll move everything. And then we'll slowly... We've even enlisted the help of friend of the show and friend of me, Big D, to build you a gaming computer.
Yes.
And so, before we get to these other games, let's talk about Fortnite. Because you've played Fortnite more than anything, probably, on your YouTube channel and on your TikToks and all that good stuff. And you even make videos of all your kills and then funny stuff. But Fortnite, now, I heard you talk about it this past week, had a brand new chapter and a brand new season.
Well, it's been on a new chapter, but it's just a new season.
So a new season, which is mostly flooded. And I just happened to watch a shark attack you. What do you think of the new season?
It's okay. I don't really like it, but there's creative, so I can just play not the actual game, but other maps. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You go and do other things than just the battle royale.
Yeah.
Now, how many victory royales do you have as a solo?
Only three, because I don't play solos.
How many do you have as a team?
A lot.
Just a bunch, and that's mm-hmm. So there is other members of your what is it called?
Clan.
Your clan.
I'm only the co-leader.
You're the co-leader of the clan. Who's the other leader? Who's the leader? You can just say their handle.
Clinks Rage.
Clinks Rage, and they have a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that they can find it by just looking at C-L-I-N-X-R-A-G-E.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what made you guys come up with your own clan? Just because you play together so much?
Yes.
And you were kicking so much butt?
Yes.
Now, I have to ask, what's your favorite dance?
Orange Justice.
Now, that's an old school one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's your favorite gun now in the new season?
It's probably the Gold TAC.
Now, what is the TAC? Is it just a machine gun?
No, it's a shotgun.
Tactical and it kills them quick.
Yeah, it's a good tactical shotgun.
And I always hear you guys ask for sniper ammo and what else do you ask for all the time? Oh, bazooka ammo or rocket launcher ammo.
Yes.
And what was the gun that kept getting you last year when other people would have it? You'd be like, oh no, they have a
drum gun.
A drum gun, yeah, and that was like a really fast.
It's the mythic guns are the best.
Is there a mythic TAC?
No, but there's a mythic, what's it called?
Sniper?
No, it's a grapple.
Oh, a grapple? Like where you shoot and climb things?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the mythic one do?
You can glide with it. So, like, once you, grapple somewhere, you can just glide off with it.
Oh, and you just told me today there's a mythic, jar of, what's that stuff called?
Chug jugs
that you can just keep refilling your shield power.
Yeah, and there's more mythic guns, but
they're just hard to get.
Yeah.
Now this is even though there were bots in the last season, the bots are more aggressive this season, right?
Yeah. Well, the bots, like henchmen, they're annoying.
They come at you.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Yeah, and you don't even have to shoot them. Before, you could just avoid them. Now, if they get wind of you, they just come as a team.
Like, if a meteor strikes, then a whole crew of henchmen comes in this season.
Oh, now, the other thing I wanted to ask, and I brought it up a second ago, was the shark. I had not seen the shark until you were playing today, and the shark is pretty aggressive.
Yeah, you can ride it, though.
What?
If you, like... Yeah, you can ride it with a fishing rod. If you put the fishing rod right next to it, you start riding it.
Do you, Can you get anything for killing it?
You get a gun.
But it's a hard to kill, right?
Not really.
Oh, you were just running. Oh, you were watching someone else play at the time.
Yeah, because I was dead.
Oh, well, so I don't know that. I don't know. So you've played a lot of online. Well, you've played a handful of online games. You've played Roblox. You used to play like more than anything. And then you got into Minecraft, and you still do Minecraft. And now you do Fortnite, and I've even seen you do Apex Legends. Is it safe to say Fortnite is your favorite game?
Yeah.
And then what's next? Would it be Minecraft?
Yeah.
And you do a pretty good job on the Minecraft as well. Mm-hmm. And you even stream some of that. You've streamed like your survivor mode right on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just telling me today that there's something new from Minecraft, something better than diamonds.
Yeah, it's the Nether Ring. Thing.
Nether ring?
Yeah. I think you get it from like killing something in the Nether.
Oh, is that a whole new world or?
Mm-hmm. It's easy to get in.
Oh, well, how do you do that?
Well, you gotta first have a diamond pickaxe, then you gotta find obsidian, and you gotta make a flint and steel, and then light it, and then.
It creates a portal?
Yeah.
And then can you just like have a whole new world to try to survive in?
No. You can't even sleep in there. If you try to sleep, you explode.
Oh! Have you ever done that?
No.
Have you made it to that world?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. And do you, I don't know, you know, obviously I don't play it like you do. I liked playing creative with you where we just had unlimited. But is your survival game ongoing? Like, can you go back and just keep going from where you last played in survival?
Yeah.
And do you have that still?
Yeah, but there's this boss that you have to beat, and it's the Ender Dragon. And then after that, you have... Like, there's no more other bosses. You just get to play around in your world.
I didn't know you had to fight the Ender Dragon. When do you see him?
Once you get to the Ender, which is super hard, because you got to find the place where the portal is, and you got to start killing Endermen to get, like, eyes, and then put it in there. It's hard.
And you haven't done that yet, have you?
No.
Huh. So, but are you going to work your way there?
Yeah, and then before that or after that, you can do the Wither School guy. You have to kill, like, 3 wither skeletons, but not all wither skeletons drop a head. And then you need to, like, build something with the heads, and then it makes that.
And then you kill it?
Yes, and then you get something.
Well, Minecraft is super complicated.
Yes.
Now, how fun is Apex Legends? Because you don't build in Apex Legends, right?
It's fun. It's just kind of hard.
And I want to try it, though, because I tried Modern Warfare online, and I played it twice, and... I don't like playing on a team of people I don't know, one. I don't like that you're forced to be on a team because I thought it was going to be like Battle Royale. And I've heard there's ways of doing it, but the first time I played it, I survived a really long time because I jumped out of the ship too soon. And I found a 4-wheeler, and I drove my way all the way across the map to get to my team. And as soon as I got there, I got killed. But I survived a long time because they were dying.
Did you not have a gun or something?
You have a gun that you start with, but I just ignored everybody. I just avoided everybody so I didn't get shot and killed. And then the second time I played it, I managed to kill one person. But I don't know what I'm doing. So I get killed. You get killed, and then you wake up in like this prison. And you try to get to this revolver, and you and another guy. I don't know if
it's the gulag.
Oh, yeah. So I don't even know what that is. I mean, I know what a gulag is. But I don't know what it is in reference to the game. Can I get back out of it?
If you kill them, yes.
Oh, see, I just assumed I was dead, and the guy picked up the gun and shot me.
Oh.
So, yeah. And then the second time I played it, as soon as I died, I just turned it off. I was like, this is not for me. But I want to try Apex Legends because it looks a little cool. It looks like it's more science fiction than Modern Warfare is, but I don't have to build because I can't build in Fortnite. I tried playing it. I lasted till 7th once, and I had 3 kills.
Yeah, well, how long ago did you play that game?
The Modern Warfare or Fortnite?
When you got 7th.
Oh, it was probably 2 months ago.
Okay, because I switched my builder settings, so it's easier to build.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even know where to begin. I see how fast you guys do it, and you get in what you call those build battles, and I just don't like it. Because I can shoot you, or I can build, but I can't do both. So if we were to play on a team, I would just keep building around us while you shot people, or vice versa. And then we probably both would die. Well, unless I had a mythic weapon, and then I would rule ass.
Yes, But rocket launchers are pretty good because you can just explode people.
That's another game you used to play, Rocket League. You don't play that anymore, do you?
No. Well, I sometimes play it. I play it usually when people are over.
Oh, and you guys play you play local instead of online?
Yeah, we play against AIs or bots.
Now, FIFA, we have FIFA, but we've never played it online. But you've talked about Madden. You wanted to play Madden.
Yeah.
And you talked about the newest FIFA. Is this what other kinds of games you're going to want to get when you have NBA 2K and you never play it?
I'll start playing it.
It was so hard. It was way harder than you thought. Yeah, I'll give you that because I used to dominate in basketball games and I picked it up and played it the first time and I barely won against the easiest setting on computer. I did not like it. So what else? Well, let's also give people your TikTok because you're pretty big in the TikTok world. You have thousands of views.
No, but not on that's my main account. That's not.
But you don't want people to follow you there either?
No.
Okay, well, what's your TikTok account for your YouTube channel or your Clinks?
Clinks Bonuff. It's just that.
Same thing. CLINXBONUFF.
With no space.
No spaces. And that's how they can find you at YouTube also, right?
And then the one for our clan, it's clinks.clan.
Clinks.clan. Okay. That's a YouTube channel or a TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then the YouTube channel is the leader's channel.
And what's the name of that one?
Clinks Rage.
Oh, Clinks Rage. Okay. Now, I did want to talk about the video games, but you don't do a lot of TV with me and Mom. You don't watch a lot of stuff. But you and I did watch a movie this past Father's Day called Artemis Fowl on Disney Plus. Did you like that?
Yeah.
I like it, too. I hope they make a sequel because they left it to where, it's open because the bad guy, Opal, is still out there. So I want to keep watching. But I give it, out of our five, we always grade thing on a 5-point scale, 5 being the best. I give it, a 4.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. And you rarely sit down to watch an entire movie, so that means you must enjoy it. It's got to be a 4 or better for you to watch. But you also, and this is the one thing I want to ask you about, you also do watch one TV show with me and Mom. Well, you like prank shows, so when the new Vinny and Polly prank show comes up, we're going to watch it. And we watched the one on Netflix with
Dustin from Stranger Things.
Yeah, what's his name? He's got a weird name.
Gayton.
Yeah, Gayton something.
Matarazza.
Yeah, something like that. So, and it's not like you said, Dustin from Stranger Things. But the show you do watch with us on MTV every Wednesday night, The Challenge.
Yeah.
And what made you decide to watch The Challenge this year?
I don't know.
But you like it, right?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player?
It was Jenna, but now it's probably, I don't know. I like Bananas.
And what is today?
Is it Wednesday?
No, but what is today, though? You told me this morning.
Oh, it's Bananas' birthday.
So we'll give Johnny Bananas a big shout-out, and I'll tweet him when this episode comes up that my 10-year-old daughter watches The Challenge, and Bananas is her favorite player right now. My favorite player of all time is CT, and he left early this season. And then outside of Bananas, I think I liked Jenna. I was like you, but I think outside of Bananas, I'll have to go with Fessy.
Yeah, Fessy.
Fessy, yeah. And who's your least favorite on The Challenge?
D.
Oh, D. Which, for those that don't know, you're not going to see much of D because she said some insensitive things about Black Lives Matter, so they're kind of editing her out. And even though you're not old enough to do a drinking game, there's a drinking game online where anytime you spot D in the episode, to take a drink because it's so rare. But when you get older, you'll know what us adults, how stupid we are with drinking games. But also, least favorite is Josh because he always whines and he thinks he's in charge of.
Oh yeah, I like Bear.
Oh, you did like Bear, didn't? Yeah, because Bear's kind of funny. He grows on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him too. I'm not a big fan of, like I said, Josh or D at all. In fact, anybody that's really kind of associated with that clique, I'm not into. I like Corey.
Yeah, Corey is. Since he's became a dad,
he's kind of cool. And I don't like Nelson, who's Corey's best friend.
Yeah, he says some rude stuff to the girls.
And then he apologizes and says he didn't mean it, but he does it every season. So if you do something over and over again, it doesn't matter how much you apologize. It just means you're a jerk. Yeah. So when you pick on me or mean to me over and over, it doesn't matter how much you apologize. Right?
No.
Oh, Oh, so it just doesn't work that way with you, just with other people.
Yeah.
You're never mean to me. What else? You and I had a very good run on Splatoon on Switch one time.
But then I didn't save it, so my whole game...
Maybe I'll start new and I'll start playing
Splatoon
it over.
Splatoon is good. It's just I don't really win a lot.
Yeah. What other... You don't even play the Switch as much. We did play Mario Kart for quite a bit, but you don't play it as much as other games. So, I don't know.
Mario Kart's... Or the game with Mario where it's like a story and you can dress...
We played the heck out of that. In fact, we've almost 100% of the game, but the moon has been hard to beat, so we haven't gone back and tried to finish it.
Yeah, and there's this tower, and you have to try to beat that as well.
Yeah. The moon, for those that don't know, the moon is you face every one of the bosses in a row, which wouldn't be too hard, but because you're on the moon, the gravity is messed up, so you have to... You're jumping and stuff, and timing is different. And we kind of gave up on it at that point. But that's how far we got. We beat the actual game. We just didn't unlock everything because we were awesome.
Yes.
So the Switch is going to stay downstairs, but the PS4 is going up into the gaming center of your bedroom, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say goodbye to my PS4. And I even have my own games over there, but we might as well trade all those in.
Hey, well, you're going to get a PS5 soon.
I will, and it'll be retro gaming. When I get a PS5, are you going to argue to put it up in your room?
No, I'm just going to want to play it sometime.
Yeah. Here's something I've never asked you, and I see a bunch of my friends have it, and we've never really talked about it. Are you at all ever going to want to do the VR?
The?
PlayStation VR?
Oh, I don't know. It seems cool.
It just doesn't seem like there's a lot to do with it. But everybody that has it seems like they love it. So, and we'd have to move stuff out of the way in the room so you could do it.
We still haven't built that thing, the Nintendo Switch robot thing.
Yeah, I don't think you're ever going to do that. We might as well trade that off or sell that. I did, for Father's Day, for those that do know what the studio looks like, I got rid of the old bookshelves and put up piping bookshelves. And for Father's Day, you guys got me another set. And I'm going to run them from over there to here. And have the beer shelf behind me is going to be changed up a little bit. So I'm excited about that. And so when you're done down here and moved your video game center up there, this will turn into really the man cave, and you guys are going to have to ask me permission to come down.
Okay.
You think that's... Are you still going to have to stay all night and sleepovers in here? Or are you going to do it in your room now?
Not in my room.
If you have a gaming center, you will, though.
Mm-mm.
No, but what if you guys play the PS4 in there?
I can play Mario Kart.
That's true. And you still have TV
and
stuff.
And I have Brawlhalla as well, which is fun.
That is not a bad... That's like, for those that don't know, Brawlhalla is like the poor man's Smash Brothers Melee. We should get that game. I would play that with you.
What was that worm game that we got a long time ago, and I thought it was cool, but I didn't like it?
Worms?
Yeah.
I love that game.
I saw it on Dan's TDM, and I thought it would be good, but I didn't like it.
I have it. It's the worm where the worms, you should attack each other, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it. We've got it for PS4, and it's one of my favorite games of all time. I spent so much time in college playing Worms against my buddies. It was silly. We would stay up all night eating pizza, playing Worms.
Didn't you have that pizza thing where you got pizza?
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever talked about that on podcast, but yeah, my best friend, who you know, Dwayne, and friend of the show, Big D, that's the same guy. One of my high school best friends and college roommate, Kevin, and then Kevin's brother, Shep. We ate so much Domino's pizza inside a year, and it wasn't even like all 12 months. It was like 9 or 10 months of it, that when we ordered, they said it was our 100th delivery of the year, and so they gave us a free order. And they put us in like a little newsletter because they didn't think that for the whole company, because it was amazing how much pizza we ordered. So we were ridiculous.
How much money did you spend on pizza?
Hard to say. Spent a lot, because we would get a pizza for every football Sunday, a lot of the Cardinal games, all the wrestling on Monday nights, video game sessions that we were doing, pay-per-views for wrestling. And then, like I said, I would come home and order a pizza, and then Dwayne would get off work and come back, and he's like, oh, pizza, I think I'll do the same thing. And he would order a pizza. So we were ordering so much pizza, it was ridiculous.
What did you play your games on?
Oh, so you want to go old school. We played on the N64 and the PlayStation and the Dreamcast.
What's a Dreamcast?
The Dreamcast was probably the early favorite of all the systems. Like, it was better than the PlayStation 1. It was better graphics than the game or the N64. But it was Sega made it. It just did not last. They came out, the original system was the Sega Master System. Then they came out with the Sega Genesis. Then they came out with something called Sega CD and then the 32X, which were add-ons. And then they came out with the Dreamcast, which was the first next-gen system. And it was awesome. The basketball game on it was the best. It was where the 2K games came from. They started on Dreamcast, and then it disappeared because they just couldn't keep going and competing with, PlayStation, Nintendo, and then the upcoming Xbox. And now it's just it's Xbox and PlayStation, and Nintendo has carved out their niche that has worked well for them, but the other two are considered the big gaming things, which is what your sister has an Xbox, and you have you are a PS4 person, so, and soon to be 5.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we should talk about video game wise, or?
I don't know. Is there any other games?
Yeah, what other games do you play? What other games have we played? We used to play the heck out of Lego games.
We used to play Black Ops 4.
Yeah, and you wanted that back, you said.
Yeah, because
I don't even know why we got rid of it. What did we trade it in for?
I don't know. I think we were running out of memory or something.
Oh, that's weird. And we do need another game like that we can play on local. And shoot things with. Like I said, we should try the Modern Warfare because I like playing with you. See, that's my big downfall is I don't do the online gaming like you do, and I just like playing with you. And Fortnite, I can't play with you because, one,
I'm pretty sure they have split screen.
On Fortnite?
Yeah, if you have PlayStation Plus.
We do have PlayStation Plus.
I know.
Well, why haven't you told me? I would play that with you.
Well, I don't know how to do it.
Oh, well, we can research it and look it up. Still, though, you would just get mad at me.
Yes, because you wouldn't know how to play.
What would you call me?
A noob.
And I get frustrated at you. I used to get frustrated at you on some games. You would get frustrated at me on that game, and you'd be yelling at me, "Dad, why do you suck?"
Wait, yeah, what happened to the Lego game, the Lego Dimensions?
We still have it.
Yeah, I remember going into Simpsons and all those.
And that was fun too. It just they stopped making supporting it and stuff like that because it just quit selling. And that I thought that was awesome. And we got to build the sets and all that
and
stuff.
And also, what happened to the thing where you had all these Disney characters?
So the Disney thing, I think we still have the one for PS4, but we don't play that either. That was called Disney. I don't remember, but it was used a portal. And it was basically a big sandbox. You could build your worlds. And
Kaylin really liked it.
She did for a while, yeah. And we kept buying characters. And we had Disney ones, and then we had Marvel ones. And I loved the Marvel one. I thought it was a fun game.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, for me, why that went away is because we got the last of the Marvel Avenger games, Lego.
Yeah.
And it was kind of the same thing, only different graphics, and I thought it was a little better because we used to love just getting cars and driving around town and doing silly things.
I don't get why Spider-Man can just get his webs in the air.
Just they hook onto anything. Yeah, that is kind of funny. He should, if for you don't know, and this is always something people have made fun of in the comic books, that Spider-Man can jump off the tallest building and shoot a web and swing above it. So I guess if there's a helicopter over him at all times, I guess, maybe. But I like the Hulk because he can jump real far.
Yeah. And then they have every Marvel person.
It's a lot. And we don't even have all of it unlocked. Maybe one day we'll go back and try to unlock everything.
And I used to make the characters.
Yeah. It's some silly looking ones.
Yes.
And that's a little late. I wish they would do a better job of what characters you could make and stuff. But it was kind of limited. But yeah. Kind of a weird game. We had fun with it. I mean, and we talked about FIFA. You and I played FIFA for a lot. There for a little
FIFA
while.
FIFA 16, and then we got
then we got 19.
Yeah.
And we don't have 20. Did 20 even come out?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess at this point we could wait till 2021 and get that FIFA, which will probably be on PS5 or something. We did try the Lego Batman for a while with the villains, but it wasn't as fun as the Marvel one because you didn't have that room to just run around free like you did on the Marvel. But I think, you play Mortal Kombat. You liked it?
Yeah, for a while.
I want to get the Street Fighter versus Capcom, or Marvel versus Capcom games, is what I want to get.
What is that?
So it's the Marvel characters, and it's the Capcom fighting game characters, like Street Fighter and things, and you fight each other, or like side fighting. But it's just so fast and fun, and I think we should get that. I know it's on PlayStation 4, and I know it's on Switch, so we could get it for either one. It was one of my favorite stand-up arcades of all time.
What does that mean?
Like an arcade, going into an arcade.
Yeah.
And so a stand-up was what we used to call them, a stand-up arcade. And it was a quarter-eating machine. We used to, except I think it was $1 to play those games. And I used to just pump money into that like crazy. Silly money. I was waiting on you to say something. Well, I mean, we don't have to keep talking if you don't have any more to say, but if you do have any, what else? So this is your hobbies. For people that don't know, you play soccer, you're a keeper. You just finished second in Keeper Wars, which means you're the bomb. You are a great third baseman and good first baseman in softball. You just had a wicked barehanded grab and throw out to end the game this last week. You are an avid video gamer. You like to swim. What else do you do? You don't do much else. You don't watch a lot of movies or TV anymore. You watch a lot of YouTube.
Well, yeah, we need to fix my TV. At least I got a new one.
You do have a new one. We're going to put it up in the new room. Is your TV not connected right now?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I can connect it then. I'll go do that after we're done here, and maybe it'll stay. But what else? During this whole quarantine, you have shotgunned some TV shows, like Stranger Things.
A lot of Netflix originals.
And now, that's a good thing, though. How have you felt during this whole, like, I know we always joke that kids always are happy when school's canceled, but were you upset when school was canceled?
Yeah, I hated online school.
You did hate online school. And you hated being stuck at home all the time, right?
Yeah.
You really missed your friends. And
I'm finally doing sports again.
Which was nice. Yeah. Is nice. And you are getting to see your friends again.
Yeah.
And are you, so for, I think we've talked about it on the show, but for some people who don't know, we are scheduled to go to Disney in August. Do you think that's going to happen?
No.
I don't either. And we're not Debbie Downers. But it looks like things are just so crazy in the world. And if we do go, we're going to do it, and we'll have to go again next year or something. But we're not looking forward to wearing masks everywhere.
You know where I want to go?
Where?
Ireland.
Well, how come?
I don't know. Because isn't there, like, not any, like, cases there?
New Zealand I think there's another town that, or another country that's got rid of them. I don't know about Ireland, but there's no snakes in Ireland.
Well, Ireland is cool because the people's accents are super cool as well.
And we learned from Artemis Fowl that it's the most magic place in the world.
Yes.
Which was pretty cool.
And he lives there, so we can meet him.
Ireland, yeah. So, but you've gotten, I mean, you are a whopping 10 years and like 2 weeks old. And you've been to Jamaica. You've been to San Diego, which you've been to Florida.
Chicago multiple times.
We've been to like Arkansas with some friends when you were little, and Kansas City and things like that. Where else have you been? Is that pretty much all of our vacations right there?
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And you're going back to Florida.
Tennessee.
Oh, we have been. Yeah, Knoxville or Gatlinburg. You've been to Gatlinburg. What is your favorite vacation that we've ever done?
Florida, I want to do it again just because I'm older and it would, more of the stuff would be more fun.
Yeah, you were.
And I could do more stuff.
I think you were 6 when we went to Florida.
Yeah,
right?
And I only remember like some certain rides.
Yeah, like the Harry Potter.
Yes, which is the cool one. And then I think it might be California because
we had a blast in San Diego.
And yeah, the Belmont Park, that was cool.
You got to swim in the pool at the resort, even though we couldn't get in the ocean, really. But we saw a lot of beach, and we saw an awesome sunset. We got to do a lot of cool things.
But in Jamaica was super cool.
You got to do a lot. Until the storm brought all the jellyfish, you got to swim like crazy.
Yeah.
Jamaica was awesome.
And me and Kayla met some people there that like were our age.
Yeah, they were your buddies.
Yeah. And then it started raining, and we were swimming in the pool while it was raining.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamaica was awesome. I missed that time.
Because the resort we went to was super cool.
Had a little water park for you. Yeah. right, well, you got anything else you want to talk about?
You should subscribe to me.
Subscribe to Clinks, C-L-I-N-X, Bonuff, B-O-N-U-F-F, all one word. And that's at YouTube.
Yeah.
That's on. Do you have a Twitter for that?
No.
But you do have a tick. So you don't need a Twitter, but you've got a YouTube and a TikTok, and the YouTube's the important one, right? Go to the YouTube and subscribe. And you put up videos probably at least once, twice a week.
Like 2 days ago, I posted 2 days in a row.
Yeah. That's how, and I've always told you the way you get more subscribers, because we joke, but on your personal TikTok, you do get a lot of likes and a lot of videos, and you got a lot of followers, but you don't post very regularly.
I'm almost at 300 followers on TikTok.
You're already almost as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Yeah.
You, if you just post more, you'll get more. And that's what you're going to do with your YouTube and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, and once you get your own gaming set up here in the next oncoming weeks and stuff, it'll be even better.
Because I can play more games that you couldn't really get on PS4.
And you've been really asking me about Steam and games on that. What are some of the games that you're looking forward to doing that?
Slither.io.
Oh, you like Slither.io. I forgot about that.
Yeah. There's a lot of other games that I've seen, like other, like Dan TDM play. He's one of my favorite YouTubers.
And you you don't watch you. He was one of your favorite. We had like autograph stuff from him, but you said you don't watch him as much as you used to.
Yeah, he's a father now, though.
Yeah, and he's got some cool doggies.
Yeah, he has pugs.
And what's your other favorite YouTubers?
I like the FaZe Clan. You know who they are?
I do not.
They're a super big clan, like a super big one.
On Fortnite?
In on other everything. Games, like everything, and I really like watching them.
Because they dominate.
Yeah, and they make they don't always just post about video games. They make vlogs and stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Are you going to start doing that again?
No, I don't know.
It depends on how popular you get as a game streamer.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm not showing my face on
you. Oh, that's right. You want to do a mask.
Yeah.
A Mexican wrestler mask. I think I have one somewhere. We could do a different mask. You could always have a different one every time.
Yeah.
Which is smart because you're a young kid and you don't want to mess with that. But what's awesome is people just don't know how cute you are. So, but that's okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap up. This will be a short episode. I was going to record with Tom tonight, so he's going to be upset that he didn't hear about it. But like I said, we had a very super special celebrity guest that wanted to come on, and you can follow her at C-L-I-N-X-B-O-N-U-F-F. She stole my nickname. She's taken it as her own, and she's run with it and on TikTok and on YouTube. So you got to follow her and let her know that you did, and I will also post links and stuff to that. And I think we're good. I think we can call this an episode. It's like a 30-minute episode. So
yeah.
So are you good?
Yeah.
Well, you said bye to everybody, or hello to everybody. Now say bye to everybody.
Bye.
All right. You said it just like Mom. Oh, I can't turn it off. Okay.